Today's daf is daf chet. We were holding still on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beit, and we were in the middle of analyzing the pasuk in Kihar Barzel v'Lo Panim Kukel in terms of the Gishomim. So that the original drasha that we had by Rabbani was that in Kihar Barzel is a reference to the Rakia, and that one can be mispalel, and that it would have been better if we had done things correctly in the first place, which is always Yitron Hefsher Chochmah. Today, Reish Lakish has an alternative approach to the Pasuk, and that it refers to a Talmud who was learning, and we'll see that we've already actually begun to see the relationship between Gishami, Mayim, Limud, and so on. So he learns the Pasuk like this. Reish Lakish Amir, Im Ra'it Talmid, Limudo Kashalav Ki Barzel, that's the Im Kehaha Barzel, he seems to be dulled, and it's difficult to get things through his thick skull. It's bishvil mishnato sheina sedura alav. It's because basically he lacks his fundamental data. You see people doing this all the time. They'll learn a tesvis knowing nothing about Shas. And the whole point of a tesvis is to try to get every element in Shas to put it together. Or they'll learn Gemara without having completed Mishnayos. They have no idea what they're talking about. They try to catch up as they're going, which was, it leaves them completely and absurdly out of touch with what's happening. And so they never end up learning anything. And that's the meaning of the Pasuk. It's why, V'hulo panim kilkel, didn't he destroy what should have come first? So he ruins that, and then he expects to be able to understand what follows. Maita kante. So now in this approach, what's the meaning of the chayalim yagaber? The chayalim yagaber is that he should sit there and spend a lot of time catching up on what he needed to know. Yarbe v'yeshiva, shenemar v'chayalim yigaber. Let all of the soldiers there, that are basically all the foot soldiers, let him get all of his foot soldiery done and do his basic training in yeshiva, and then he can learn how to think. Certainly don't try to think before you know anything. V'yitron hafsher chokhmah would have been a lot more reasonable if he had done it right in the first place. Koshi came in mishnatos duralo miikara, which was the correct way to do it. Yad Reish Lakish himself, before he would go into a shir to hear what Rabbi Yochanan had to teach him, he was first misader matnite arba'im zinim kineged arba'im yom shenitna Torah, and then I alakami to Rabbi Yochanan. First he would go over the sugya 40 times, get some sense of what's going on, and then we could discuss it reasonably. We're going to walk in there and start talking about something like an idiot off the cuff. And we find that Ravada Barava misader masnisin esrvi arba zimbin. Okay, does he read Hasaderis? So Rabbi Barava only did it 24 times before he went to Rava's shir. And why did he choose 24 times? Kineged Torah Neviim Ktuvim. He felt if there's 24 Sephorim, so that's a simon to the hazmona that you need before you could start dealing with things. He did it 24 times, and then he went in to listen to shir from Rava. I alakami to Rava. Rava Amar. Now Rava gets another understanding of the pasuk also in terms of the Talmud who is learning. And here he understands the panim kilkel as a reference to the Rav, not to the Talmud. So, Im Ra'ita Talmid Shelimudo Kasher Lav Kibarzel, if it's difficult to get things through his thick, steel-lined skull, it's Bishvil Rabo She'ino Masbir Lo Panim. It's because Panim Kilkel. V'hushanama V'hulo Panim Kilkel. So apparently, he's simply unable to create a relationship with his Rav. The Rav doesn't approve of him. So, Maita Kante, what should he do? Yarbe Alav Re'im. He should bring friends and people that could be Malam Mitzchus for him and try to help the Rav to appreciate him. Shenema V'chayalim Yigaber. But Yitron Aksher Chochmah would have made more sense if he would have been smart enough to be a decent person, to know how to find favor Be'inei Rabo, the way that he would act and the way that he would respond. To Koshikini Mukshru Masav, if Ne Rabo Ni Karad, it would have made a lot more sense than to have to now fix what's all messed up. So whenever you have Kilkul, it's more difficult to get things put together again than if you had done it right in the first place. Yom Rabami, once already we're talking about the reasons for Yatzirat Gishamim. Rabami points out, Mai Dechtiv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? Im Yishocha Nochash Belir Lachash, Ve'in Yitron Lebal HaLashon. So Im Yishocha Nachash, we understand to be a Lashon of Nechoshet. And therefore, let's read it like this. Im Ra'ita Dor, Shashamayim Mishtachim Kenachash. The Lashon of Yishoch, which with the simple meaning, of course, is to bite, is also a Lashon of rust and ruddiness, which a number of places where we find this type of Lashon, even in the Gemara, we have a Kedera, Mishtachile Kedera, where Kedera rusts. So if you find that the heavens have turned that ruddy, red, hopeless color where nothing ever comes out, it's just dust and so on. So that's kinechoshet, and meaning, bilhori talamatar, it's not going to rain. Why is that? Oh, it says, below lachash. It's because lo chashe lechishot she'in bedor. Clearly there is no one who knows in this area how to pray for the geshamim. And we've seen already that Geshem is a function of Tefillah. We saw that in Maaseh Bereshit. So, my takanatam, what is there to do about this? Yelku itzon mishio dea luchosh. Find somebody, even if he's not personally involved, and have him take charge of the tefillot for this place. Bichtiv yagid alav re'o. Since it says yagid alav re'o, it means that there's times when a friend, somebody else, can do the talking for you. So nobody here knows how to be lochesh. Yagid alav re'o. But what's the continuation of mikne af al olah? How does that? How does the that tie in? And well, let's put it together. The ein yitron lebal alashon. When we said before that the yaim yishocha nochash below lochash ve'ein yitron lebal alashon, what does that mean? It means that if in fact there had been below lochash, there had been somebody there who could have been mitpalel mishav shalom lochash, but he doesn't use that power of tefillah. So then, what was the whole point? So what good is it? He doesn't use his insights, he doesn't use his da'at, he doesn't use his talents, he doesn't use his relationship with God. So what's the point of his life? On the other hand, if, however, he had been mitpalel, and we see that it's not helping to be lochesh. My takante, what do you do then? Yelech etzel chasid shebedor v'yarbeh alav bitfilah. Sheneemar v'yitzav aleha b'mavgia. This is very interesting. The pasuk begins with v'yitzav aleha b'mavgia. In other words, the first pasuk is v'yitzav aleha b'mavgia on Eov. Then Eov continues to say that, look, yagid alav re'o, it's on the b'de, and yitron l'bal alashon. So the apparently yagid alav re'o doesn't necessarily work, right? The yagid alav re'o opens up the mikneh afal olah, and so then we're about to darsh what that means. So it seems to me, I can't really find a good pirish that I've seen on the sugya. It seems to me that the sugya is pointing out that there's two dargas of tefillah that we're referring to over here. One is called lochash, one is called pegiyah. Vein pegiyah ala tefillah. We know that pegiyah is a lashon of tefillah, and that's here vayetzav alav b'mavgia is the pasuk that introduces the yagid alav re'o, and we know that that means tefillah because it says ata al titpalel ba'adam hazeh v'al tisa ba'adam rina u'tefillah v'al tivgabi. Now clearly there's different lashonot here, rina, tefillah, pegia. When we're referring to lachash, it's usually the idea of tefillat lachash, like we have our tefillat amina, we call that tefillat lachash. Pegia is a completely different thing, and the pegia over here is being referred to as being done by chosid shebedor. So the Baal HaLashon is not necessarily chosid. He's somebody who understands. Right? And that's the meaning. He can use language. Tefillah, one element of tefillah, is essentially its poetic element, its ability to be mekasher through lashon, the way that a human being looks at the world and his needs and the needs of the world, and relates it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that sometimes doesn't help. Sometimes you need pegia. Pegia means an actual smash-up, right? It's a lashon named pegia. That's a much, much more powerful lashon of pegia, in which you hit somebody. To hit somebody means to deal with it on a very fundamental and emotive level, which requires a different type of individual. It's an individual isn't using lachash and lashon as much as he's using his own drive to chasidut and to do things right, and he cares profoundly, and it's his pure care that registers now, so to speak, on HaKadosh Baruch. So over there, if you don't say any Torah about lashon, sometimes it doesn't help to know how to talk, but in such a case there's the yagid alav re'o. The yagid alav re'o follows the idea of pegiyah, so that there should be a chasid, there should be a mispel for him. On the other hand, im lachash v'alta biyado u'megiz da'ato, there are times where people's tefillahs do work, and somebody is able to register and to get his rotzen done, b'ene Hashem, then he gets stuck up about it, and he basically puts a little shingle out, tefillah is $5 a piece, and so on, the Baal HaLashon is in, you know. And at that point, he loses his powers, and it gets really bad because he's mevi af lo'olam. He brings the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger to the world. Shenemar mikne af al olam. So the vayetzav alav b'mavgia Then Yagida Lavreo Mikne Af Alola, we understand to be a lotion Mikne is a lotion of Kina. So there was this Mitkaneba Af. And the Af now Al Ola, somebody gets stuck up. He's Ola. So he's Male Af. He brings now anger to the world. Rava Amar. Rava says there's another meaning to this. Yagida Lavreo means that you should have a friend who's telling you things, so that the learning should be mutual learning. This goes back to what we had the same interrelationship yesterday when we were talking about the Barzal, the Barzal Yachad, and so on in the context of Gishamim. Here too, says Rava, if you have two Tamri Chachamim who are Yoshvim B'Yirachad, they live in one city, Ve'in Nochin Zela Zeba Alacha, and they can't get along with each other, they can't discuss things with each other, so there's no Yagida Lavreo. If there's no Yagida Lavreo, then Mikne Afalola. And then at that point, you go ahead and you're Mitkanim Ba'afu Ma'alimoto. So you now bring anger on yourself and on the area, because you should have been Magid Alavreo, meaning to be Noche, to be open to what the other person is saying. And if not, you're Mitkane. And it goes on you now, ma'alim. Al-Olah is a pshat, it's ma'alim on you, it comes up against you.
Is it paskin differently, or they don't get along?
No, they can't discuss things. There's no discussion.
They can't talk
to each other. They can't help each other to understand. Each one doesn't have a heart to open to hear an alternative from the other one. Omer Shlokish, another insight into the imishocha nochash below lachash, the relationship of nochash to Ein Yitron of Baal Lashon, can also be taken literally. We took it in terms of the Shemayim, and it's the Choshet, and it's referring to the heavens that are not raining. But the truth is, look at it as the fable. That latid lavo mitkapsot about kol hachayot etzel hanachash. They get literally a snake. All of the animals come to the snake when it comes time to make sense of the world in the Yom HaDin. They say to the snake, explain your way of life. Ari dores va'ochel. You have a lion goes, he's hungry, he takes his prey, and he claws it and eats it on the spot. A ze'ev is toref va'ochel. The ze'ev kills the prey, drags it to its den, in order to not be not have it taken away by animals that are stronger than it. Okay, but they kill for a reason. They kill because they're hungry. But you go and you basically inject someone with poison, and then you run away. Atam ha'na'ayish l'chan. I said, what's the point in that? Amar lahem. So the Nachash says to them, you never read the newspapers. What's the point of all these idiots who just all they do is kill people? Nothing at all. There's a pleasure in killing and in power. So what are you tiding on me? The Lashon and Erechin is it doesn't use the Ein Yitron of Baal Hashem. And my Yitron of Baal Hashem. That you understand. And you'll sit there and you'll buy the magazines and so on. You'll even support it. And me, you come with a taina that I poison people. It's a minor issue. Om Rabbi Ami. Ein tvilato shel adam nishma'at. Ella imkin mesim nafsho bekapo. If you want to daven, especially now that we were just discussing the difference between lochashay lochishayis and between a chassid and a mavdia, if you want your tefillah to be answered, we'll see if it's a reference to an individual instead of a zibur. If you want your tefillah to be answered, you put your very soul in your hands and lift it up, because just words are not going to work. Shinama nisa levavenu el kapayim el bashamayim. Lift up our hearts in our hands. But that's not even true. Haini, is that sova? Ukim Shmuel Amore Ale. Wasn't Shmuel one time in the drosha? He had the Amora bidoresh berabin, because he felt that people were losing faith in their ability to pray with a full heart. The fact is, many people feel that, what's the point of my davening? I don't have a kavana. I don't mean what I'm saying. Who's going to pay attention to me? So Dafka Shmuel gave a drasha in which he wanted the Am to hear. What's the meaning of the pasuk Vayefatu b'fiyem uvilshonam yechazvulo? That people try to seduce God with their mouths. They lie to him with their words. V'libam lo nachonimo. Their hearts aren't with him. And what's the next word? V'lo ne'amnu b'brito. And they don't really keep the brit. And what's the next word? V'urachum yechaparavon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is open to being fooled. You lie to him. Lie to me. Just say the words. Lie to me. Fool me. Fool me. I'm ready to be fooled. So how can you say that a person feels not nishma unless it's basim nafsho bekapo? And here it says vayefatu b'fiyem. I mean, you couldn't get a bigger steer than that. And it says the Gemara, kasha kan b'yachid kan b'tzibur. It depends what we're talking about. When you're talking about a common mouth, the fi'em, that's vayifatuhu. But when you're talking about a nefesh of an individual, nafsho bekapo, so then enokinami, it's his heart that he has to lift up, that he has to do on his own. Omer Rabami, ingishor mim yordim ela bishvil ba'alei amanah. The rain comes down because of people who are faithful. Shinamar emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek b'shamayim nishkaf. When you keep faith on earth, then in the shamayim you can, it's reflected with the tzedakah, with the righteousness towards you. Now, the truth is, of course, that the whole Seder Zroyim, you remember, is called emunah, based on the posik v'hayem emunah tzitzakachos yishu etzchachmas v'das. So emunah means faithfulness. So obviously the Geshamim, which is the essence of Zroim, here we're getting back again to the underlying Kesher between Brochas and Tanis, with which the Masechet opened. So that really, all of these Tfilas are not going to work. There needs to be a reflection of faithfulness. Faithfulness on the simplest level, between human beings. But basically, the act of agriculture is completely dependent on faith. Isn't that so? Anybody who sticks his food into the ground is insane if he doesn't have faith. A farmer is sitting there blowing away his money, right? And every farmer feels this. I'm going to put in $100,000 now into the farm, hoping that there's no blight, that there's rain, that I'm not going to be attacked by a boll weevil, whatever it is. So he has faith, and he's taking a tremendous risk, and believe me, they really live this risk, completely dependent on factors totally out of their control. It's all chaotic, all random, and the only thing they can do is trust the God, basically, which is why Zroim is called Emunah. It's the most fundamental act of Emunah. No, but it is. That's what it's saying. It's the same thing. Basically, what you're doing is that you believe that underlying all of the horrific randomness in life is a basic integrity about the way the world is towards us. Which means that there's a deep sense that God means something by all this. It isn't really completely random. So if that's the case, if in your own actions between yourself and your friend, you don't keep anything, and you can be completely random, then the mida keneged mida is that there should be no geshem for you either. What I mean, you're saying, look, God, I'm turning to you. I just blew my fortune in putting it into the farm. Oh, God, so what's mine? But same thing as the other guy who just invested his money with you and your business, and you screwed him out of his money. Thank you very much. I'll keep the seeds. It's the same exact kind of thing. So therefore, if you want there to be rain, the urida of rain is because of people who keep the faith. Keeping the faith is their own faith. You want to see the power of that type of mutual commitments. I'll prove it to you, minayin michulda vabor. The story with the weasel and the pit. I mean, what is the story? So there was once the broader story, the way Tysus brings it, is there was once a girl who fell into a pit, and a boy who had his eyes on her for a long time, so he comes and he rescues her on condition that she'll marry him. And of course, I mean, there's a whole background to this. But fine. So she says, okay, I'll marry you. And they weren't ready yet to get married. I mean, they were kids. But how do I know that you'll keep your faith with me? So they swear to each other by the pit that she fell in. And there was a weasel that was overlooking them. The pit and the weasel are our witnesses. Okay. So then, meanwhile, each one went their separate ways. She always kept her faith. She never got married. And this guy, naturally, in a male fashion, forgot about the whole thing, fell in love with somebody else. Goes ahead and has a child with this woman, this other woman, who, when he's a child, falls into a pit and is killed. Has another child who is bit in the cradle by a weasel and dies. So his wife says to him, "This is mad. Who ever heard of such horrific things happen? There must be a pattern of pits, weasels." The guy thinks, "Oh my God, pits and weasels. That was the whole witness that we had made." So she tells her over the story. That's why this happened. So she insists on divorcing him and tells him that he has to go back to his first love. He goes back, they live happily ever after. Fine. But meanwhile, the story is that a man and woman, a girl and a boy, place their love in the hands of a pit and a weasel. And that's enough to change your life and to make everything follow that path. So I ask you, says Rabbi Ami, the pit and a weasel has nothing but your own belief that you invested in it. That's all. It's all you. And nonetheless, that's the power of a person's view of life and his commitment to it, his consistency with it. So, somebody who believes in God and not just in the earth. So, there's a mutuality there that can bring the Geshami. Matzdikina lavadin milamala. The more a person is makbin on himself to become a tzaddik on this world, the worst off it is for him in the shamayim, because they make things harder and harder for him, and the better he gets, the worse he suffers. Shinemar emes mi'aretz titzmach. When truth starts sprouting from the ground, then tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. We see the demand for righteousness. Nishkaf is always a very tough lashon, like yishkof ha'sodom and so on, right? So there was a... Yeah, it's basically, not necessarily, I mean, but it's basically the same taklis of Yisroel Miav is to be able to be metaken him totally and to go to Olam Haba. Rebbe Chiya Bar Ravin Amar Ravuna Mehocha. I have another mocker for that. It says, Uchi Yiratcha Evratecha. The greater the level of Yirat Shamayim, that's the greater the anger against that person, Min HaShemayim. Rish Lakish Omer Mehocha. Rish Lakish says, another pasuk. Here it says, Pagata et sas v'yosei tzedek bidrachecha. You smash the guy who was so happy to be doing righteousness in your ways. So that's the Yizkirucha. They will remember you for it and be grateful for it. Hei nataka tzavta. You got angry. V'nechata behem olam v'nivashem. This was as if we were just doing chatoyim, but that is ends up being a Yeshua for us, Olam Haba. Omer of Yeshua ben Lokish, Kalasamer, be Yisurin Shabbain Alav, may be Yeshua lo Olam. Anybody who is happy in the Yisurin that come on him brings Yeshua to the whole world. Because it says, Bahem Olam Vani Vashem, the world will be saved through this. Omer Yesh Lokish, Maidich, Tivi, Atzrat HaShamayim, Bisha'ash HaShamayim Ne'etzarim, Milahori, that should probably say Matar, because we don't. The Tal isn't Netzar, although the Marsha says it might be referring to Tal Shel Bracha, like we had earlier. But okay, then many Girsos are just Milahori Matar. When we find the Shamayim is now Atsur. How do you say Atsur? No, but there's a woman who can't deliver as well. Atsirat HaRechem. I can't think of the English equivalent. But there's a holding back on something. I mean, constipation we use in Memphis, but the same idea was a specific word for being unable to be polite. So there, in other words, there's a sense of it's standing there. The clouds are there, and everything is ready to go, and somehow it just isn't happening. So it's like a woman who's going through birth pangs and contractions and nothing's happening. We find the same lotion by a woman as we do with the rain. This is further on the same theme. We've seen this again and again now throughout the Masechah. So here in reference to the womb, it talks about Atzira, and in reference to the rain, Nemra Atzira b'Gishamim d'chtivi Atzarat HaShamayim. It says Leida b'Yisha, and it says Leida b'Gishamim. Nemra Leida b'Yisha d'chtivi Atzar v'Telet Bein. Nemra Leida b'Gishamim, it uses birth for rain, as we saw yesterday. V'Holida v'Hitzmicha. So the Holida is literally the conception and the birth. It uses the word pekida for a woman, and it uses the word pekida for gishamim. Ne'amar pekida b'yisha d'chiv Hashem pakad etzara, ve'ne'amar pekida b'gishamim d'chiv pakad et ha'aretz. Here it uses the same exact lashon. Pekida is a lashon, says the Ramban, of caring and of concern and of love, basically. So it says pakad et ha'aretz v'tishor kekeh Rabat Tashrena Peleg Elohim Malei Mayim. So here too is the same exact sense of Pekida. My Peleg Elohim, by the way, once we're on the Pasuk, Peleg is sort of like a pool, something that can be filled up. What is that referring to? Peleg Elohim Malei Mayim. Tana Kamin Kuba Yesh Barakia Shemimena Geshamim Yotzim. So the Bryce explains there is indeed a Hanhaga in which the amounts of rains are held in trust, so to speak, in the Shamayim, to be brought down to the earth. We saw this in Rosh Hashanah, that there's a din on the kamut of mayim. And then that kamut, what happens with that mayim, that's a different issue. But there first has to be a peleg, so to speak. There's got to be that piece that's being given to you. And therefore, because that's the understanding of peleg, we now have the next Gemara, which very much relates to the same sugi in Rosh Hashanah, where over there, the Gemara explained that even though there's a particular amount of water that's assigned on Rosh Hashanah, and there's no change, usually, after a gzar din, but the change in anhoga in the course of the year changed the application of that gzar din. So if there's a little water, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring that little water as a bracha, so he can do a drip irrigation rain that the water falls precisely where it's supposed to. If there's a lot of water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels it not roi for that bracha, bring all that water and be shotek. So here too comes along now Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni to point out that this is reflected in the pasuk that describes differences of what the water is. Im l'shevet, im l'artso, im l'chesed. There's different water. Im tzeil. So sometimes water can be a club to hit you with. It could be a shevet. It could be good for the earth. It could be an act of love, an act of chesed. What does this mean? So therefore I say like this. Im l'shevet, beharimu giva'ot. So if this water was meant initially to be a shevet, it was meant to be destructive. Okay, you may have changed and now you're roy for more. Okay, that could be. So that, however, if you do tshuva, you're not going to be zeicha to that water as a bracha, but at least it won't destroy your towns. It'll bring it down on harim, on gvaot. In the chesed, if there's a determination of chesed, then that water can be yamsiyehu la'artzo, can go to the earth, meaning that it will be usable for sadot uchramim. Or maybe it translates like this. You could also say that it's possible to reach a darga of im l'shevet, that it was meant to be shevet and now you do teshuvah. It could still go le'iladot, because they could tolerate even a lot of water. Im l'artzo, if it was meant to go to the aretz, it's l'zra'im. And if there's really chesed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant this to be a year of tremendous bracha, then yamtzieu, meaning then it'll even be given as something that you'll have all the time, meaning that you can store in borot, shechino, maharot, it fills up now your cisterns and your aquifers, and you're now filled with water for the rest of the year. It's another way of understanding the pasuk. Now, b'mei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni had a kafna umut. It's a terrible situation in Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni's years, in which there was both hunger and dever. People were dying of plague. So, Amri Hechinavi, what should we do? I mean, we can make taniyot and so on, but what do we concentrate on? Niboy Rachame Atarte. Should we be Mavakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from the plague and from the hunger? Lo Efshar. We're going to show you that you can't be Mavakesh Rachmim on two different things. You have to focus on one issue. Ela Liboy Rachmim Amusa. Look, let's pray to be saved from the plague. At least we'll survive. V'kafna Nisbol. Somehow or other we're going to get through the hunger. Omar L'Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. No. Niboy Rachmim Akafna. Let us instead be Mavakesh Rachamim on the hunger and not on the plague. Because if that is granted, Ki Yoiv Rachmana Suva L'chayu D'Yoiv. Once God is giving you bracha and fulfillment, then the plague is taken care of as a matter of course, because he gives that to the living. If he's giving ratzon, it's the chayim. So that's now taken for granted that there has to be chayim. But minolin de lomit salina natarte. How do we know that we're not to daven for two things at once? Oh, because it says v'natzuma de v'navakshami Eloheinu al zos v'yayaseh lanu, that we fasted and prayed to God about this thing, the building of Yerushalayim, and it was given to us. So apparently it's only al zos, it's only on this thing. There were lots of other issues that they had to deal with, but they didn't. V'marova amri mishmei d'Rav Chagai mihocha. He says, no, you can learn this out from the Bakasha of Daniel, who needed to understand the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. And this was very important for him, obviously. It was like Yosef and Paro. And so what he said over there was, V'racham and Levoyim and Kodam al-Hashmaya, al-Raza Dina. I want to know about this particular secret. And he asked for that. Michlal de Ikachriti. Apparently there was another secret. The other secret was he needed to understand his own dream about the Ilan, which wasn't clear to him. But this, he wasn't gonna be Mavakish both of them. The Bet Ish Chai points out that for some reason the Rashi over here goes out of his way to say where these psukim are. The first one he says Be'ezra k'tiv, and the second one he says Be'daniel k'tiv, which is rare. All of a sudden to say where, like, well, what is it? Okay, I mean, I don't think it's much of a deal, but he makes of this deer. He says that means that Rashi is trying to stress that this is only true in Chutz Lord. Because in Eretz Yisrael we have Ene Hashem Elokecha Ba Mireshis Hashana Dachri Shana. So there's no limit in what it is you could be Mavakesh. In Chutz Lord, you're trying to make a big deal. You're calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu down, so to speak, to a place where it normally doesn't live, doesn't look. So now you're going to start with a whole list. Ah, come on, guys, forget it. You have something to say, so say it. What's the list? A list you can do all the time. There's always a list. My shaking Eretz Yisrael, nothing on. What's the problem? They're very nice. They're very nice. He writes the Ben Yoyada. No, it doesn't mean normal tefillah. It means when you make a particular, you're doing the tefillah, the tzaka of tainus. You can't say, we have a lot of problems, God. You ready? You have to define what your problem is. Then it happened. No, it doesn't work that way. Tzibur is supposed to be a tzibur, not like what we call a tzibur, where everybody comes from a different world. Bimei Rabbi Zera. Oh, sorry, I missed one. Mishvei the Rabbi Chagai. No, I did. I'm sorry, I didn't. Bimei Rabbi Zera Gozer Gzera. During the years of Rabbi Zera, the Romans made Gzeras against keeping mitzvahs, but they were smart enough to be Gozer, the Lomesa Betanisa. No, and no Taniot are allowed. We don't want you getting God involved in this, right? So this is a big problem. Amala Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, look, I have a way around it. Let's be makabel on ourselves the tainus for when we are first able. So when the government changes its mind or changes government, and then then we'll make the tainus when the gzera is over. So they asked Rabbi Zera, how do you know that that's meaningful? Here it says, from the day that you put it on your heart. It doesn't say that you were mitaneh, but that you had committed yourself to be mitaneh lifnei Elokecha. At that point already nishbu dvorecha. Which means that the tanit does not have to be actualized in order for it to have effect. Even if there was such a terrible drought as were in the days of Elio, who kept the Gishamim in the days of Achav, the Yordu Gishamim Barve Shabbatot, and then it starts to rain on a Friday? Are you supposed to get around on a Friday in the rain? You're going to go to Machri Yehuda? Enu Ela Siman Klala. That's terrible. Enu the Omer Rabba Bar Shilin. It's that type of thing Rabba Bar Shilin is referring to. When he said, Kosha Yumada Mitrik Yumada Dina. That the Yom, before we're talking about the great Chesed, but Lamaisa, the day of Matar, where people need to go out and do their things, and it's raining and it's thundering, it's like the Mondays and the Thursdays when everybody is up in arms and the courts are open and there's jostling and fighting. Ah, my God. Those are the traffic days. The Mitra, always the traffic days, that tough times. Omar Amemar, Ilo the Tzarech Lebriata. If it wouldn't be that people need that rain so badly that even in the daytime, like in the middle of your working hours, I'll tell you, being around. I would have just canceled them, you know, but all right, we'll let you have one. Shemesh b'Shabbat tzedakah la'aniyim. You have shemesh, you have this, the sun shining on a Shabbos. Okay, Mela, the guys who have money, they leave the heat pumps on all Shabbos. They can afford it. But for aniyim, what are they going to do? They're going to start a fire, keep a fire going all Shabbos. You know, so if you have nice sun on Shabbos, that's Givaldic. Shemar Bazarchalakan Yereshmi Shemesh Tadaka Umirfa. What's in your past? I'm learned. Since it says Shinri Veset Chilat Choli Me'ayim, people who change their normal habits, they get sick. So Noni normally doesn't have much to eat. Come Shabbos, eats a cholent, now he's going to be sick for the week. So you need a Shemesh Tadaka Umirfa to cure the cholent. So for Aniyim who don't have what to eat the rest of the week, it's that dangerous. Me'om Rabbi Yitzhar Godo Yom HaGishamim. Shafilu Pruta Shabakis Mitbarechet Bo. Even the money that you've got in your pocket starts multiplying when it's raining. Shinemar Latet Mitar Tzachabito Lebarechet Koma Aseyadech. And that's what we said before, that Parnasa, all Parnasa is basically a function of the Gishamim. The bracha in a thing in which you never know how much is there is only where You're not looking at it. You know the proverbial teapot. I mean, that would be terrible, sitting there watching. Anyway, you'll never have your tea in the morning. So year two, it has to be somu minayin. Shinema yitzav Hashem itchot et habracha be'asamecha. Dafka be'asamecha is the hidden area. He's darshing asamecha lashem samui. What it means is in your barns, in your storage houses. But it means something that is hidden. Some learn that this is a machlokus just in language, but others are medayik, that ayin sholetet bo means to rule over. To rule over means that it actually has an evaluation. So samui means you don't see it at all. Not to rule over means if you see it, but you don't know what's there, so it isn't counted, like we say that we'll see later on. Something that is madun, something that is shakul, manui. That's already, there's no bracha in that, because you already know. And therefore, he's darshaning it. In that way. Somebody's going in to actually measure now what it is that he's come up with from his year's work in the field. You could still ask for a bracha, because being as it's all basically chaotic, and quantum works in both directions, so, you know, you never know, things could change. The wave hasn't collapsed yet, so anything could happen. Nobody's looked. But the moment that you look, you can't say this anymore. Itchil lamud, as you're counting, but you haven't counted yet, you say, ah! Boruch ha-shaleach bracha b'kriyazeh. I could just feel it growing there. But madad v'achakach b'reich, if you already measured it, and then you can, he's making a bracha, raise it tefillah shav. L'vishena bracha mitziyah lo b'davar shakul. There is no bracha in things that are weighed, in things that are measured, lo b'davar ha-madud, lo b'davar ha-manui, or in things that are counted, el b'davar ha-samui min ha-ayin, has got to be hidden completely from your eye. Okay, obviously, how we'll learn samui versus sholet could be dependent on the lashon of samui over here. As I said, different approaches to this. All right, gentlemen, we have Baruch Hashem Brit Milah this morning to go to, so we'll stop a little bit early if you're not Mark Barami. Rabbanea, you have a...
Somebody has a key here?
Okay, let's do our chazal. Reish Lakish Amari Miraita Talmid Shli Mudo Kashelav Ke Barzel Bishvu Mishnato Shein Asiduralav Shinema Vuhu Lo Panim Kiokel Maita Kante Yarba Ba Yeshiva Shinema V'Chayalim Yigaber V'Yitron Achsher Chochma Means Koshikein Im Mishnato Siduralo Miyikara Kiyod Reish Lakish Amari Misadim Atnitin Arbaim Zimnim Keneged Arbaim Yom Shnitna Torah V'ayel Lekamin Reb Yochanan Rav Adar Bar Rava Misadim Atnitin Esim Arba Zimnim Keneged Torah Nivim Buchtuvim V'ayel Lekamin Rova רוב האמרים ראית תלמיד שלימודו קשה עליו כברזל בשביל רבו שאינו מסביר לו פנים שנמה והוא לו פנים קלקל מי תקנת ירבו עליו רעים שמב חיילים יגבר ויתרון אכשר חוכמה כושקת אם הוכשרו מעשיו בפני רבו מעיקרה ויום רבי ימי מי דכתיבי נישול חנוחש ולא לוחש ואין יתרון לבעל הלשון אם ראית דור של שמיים משתכין כנחושת בנורי תלמטר בשביל לא קשה לחישות שאין בדור מה הייתה כנתן? יוקחו עצו מי שיודע לרחוש, תכתיב יגיד על עבריו, ואין יתרון ובעל הלשון, מי שאפשר לו לרחוש, אין לו לחש, מה נעה יש לו? ואם לחש ולא נענה, what do you do then? מה הייתה כאן? תילך עצו חצי שבדור ויעבר לו בתפילה שנאמר ויצב על הרבה מפגיע, ואין בגיע לתפילה שנאמר ואתה תתפלל באדם הזה, ותישא באדם רינו התפילה ותפגע בי, ואם לחש ויעלת בידו מגיס דעתו עליו מביא אף בעולם, שנאמר מקנה אף על עולם, רוב העם השני תלמידי חכמים, שיושבים בעיר אחת ונוחים זה לזה והלכה מצקנים באף ומעלין אותו, שנאמר יגיד עליו ראו ונבנת מקנה אף על עולם, take it as the pshuto. Let it love a mitkapsut about kolachayot etzel anachash. Omrim lo ari doreiz vachel zeiv toreiv vachel ata man ayesh lecha. Amalam umay itron na ba'al ha-lashon. Omre b'yami ein tvilato shel adam nishmat elim ken mitzim nafsho bekapo. Shenemar niso lo vavino kapay ve'el v'shamayim eini. V'hukim shmo amor alei v'doresh v'yifatu b'fiem. Ul v'shonam yichazvu lo v'libam lo nachonim avo lo nemnu b'vrito. Avo pikein murachu mirapir avon. לא קשה כאן ביוחד, כאן בציבור. אומר רבה מי נגיש שומעים יורדים אלו בשביל בעלי המנה, שנאמר אמת מארץ תצמח וצדק משמיים נשקף, ואומר רבי ימי בורא כמה גדולים בעלי המנה, מניין מחולדה ובור, ומה המאמין בחולדה ובור כך? המאמין בקדוש ברוך הוא על אחת כמה וכמה? אם לשם ועד לילנות, אם לארצו לזרעים, אם לחסד ימציאו בראש שכינו מערות. בימי רבי שמוע בנחמניה וקפנו מותן, אמרי איך נאבי. ניבוי רח מהתארתי לא אפשר, ליבוי רח מהמותנה וקפנו, וכו מידו נסבול. אמר לרבי שמוע בנחמניה וגנצ'רי, ניבוי רח מהקפנו, וחיוב רחמון הסובה לחי יהודי אוהב, תכתיב פותח את ידיך ומסביע לכל חי רצון. מנולד לא מצווינו נתארתי, תכתיב ונצוב ונברק שם אלוהינו הזאת, וכלות ייקח ריטי. במערוב העם למשבד הרב חגי מיוחה, ורחמין לניבה מנקונו מלא השמי על רזה דנה, בכלדיק אפריטה. בימי רבי זירה, גוזר גזירה וגוזר דולו מתת בתעניתה, אמר לו רבי זירה, ניקר בי אלוהים ולחיבת על זירה לישראל. אמר לי, מה נעלך? אמר לו, תכתיב, היום אליי, אל תירא דניאל, כי מן היום הראשון אשר נתת את לבך להבין ולתנות לפני לך, נשבו דבריך, even before you did it. אומר רבי יצחק, אפילו שנים כשני אליהו, ויורדו גשמים בערבי שבתות, אינן אלא סימן כללה. היינו די אומר רבא בר שילה, כל שיום עוד המיטרה, כי יום עוד הדינה. אומר המאמר, truth is, היא לא תצריך בבריאתה בין רחמי ובטלין עליה. ואומר רבי יצחק שמש בשבת צדקה לעניים, שנאמר בזרחו לכם יראה שמי שמש צדקה ומרפא. ואומר רבי יצחק, גדול יום הגשמים שאפילו פרוטה שבכיס מתברכת, כמו שנאמר, ותת מתר אצלך בעיתו, ולברך את כל מעשי ידיך. ואומר רבי יצחק, אין הברכה מצויה לה בדבר הסמוי מן העין, שנאמר יצב השם איתך את הברכה באסמך. תנא דברי שמואל אין ברכה מצויה לה בדבר שאין העין שולטת בו, שנאמר יצב השם איתך את הברכה באסמך. תנא רבן הנכנס למוד את גרענו אומר, יהי רצון לברך השם אלוקינו, שתשלח ברכה במעשי ידינו. התחיל למוד אומר, ברוך השולח ברכה בקריאה זה, מדד ואחר כך בירך, הרי זו תפילת שווא. לפי שאין הברכה מצויה לא בדבר השקול, ולא בדבר המדוד, ולא בדבר המנוי, אלא בדבר הצמוי מן העין.